Hey, thanks for clicking the file. I want to talk to you about something very special to me. Something hot and sexy. Something that, in my experience, doesn't get talked about a lot. And that surprises me, that people don't talk about it. It's something that most people like, that most people want, most people love. Maybe they don't want to talk about it. Maybe they just prefer doing it. I'm here to talk to you about blowjobs, head, sucking dick. Whatever the term, that's the topic. Here's the thing. I hear that a lot of girls say they don't like doing it. That it's gross, disgusting, that it's degrading. It's all about him. Well, they're lying. Yes. They're either too scared to try, or they're not doing it right. Or they're listening to the wrong people. That's why I'm here. I'm here to tell you that it's not gross. It's not disgusting. And it's not degrading. Unless you want it to be. It's fun and powerful. It's sensual. Something that can be all those things and more. Here's the best part. It's never, ever all about him. If anything, and this might fit into the idea lots of girls haven't been doing it right. What I'm about to talk to you about is all about the girl and the guy. And here's the best part. It's never ever all about him. It's about the girl and the guy. With the right level of desire and application, this could really change your life. Yeah, change your life. I know it might sound melodramatic, but it's true. It certainly changed my life, and a whole load of guys' lives too. Oh, I'm not bragging. I'm not saying that I've blown a load of guys. Well, I have blown a load of guys, but what I'm saying is that when done right, a blowjob can be life-changing, mind-blowing for him and for her. I know what you're thinking. He gets all the pleasure. He gets his dick sucked. He gets off and gets to come. Right? Well, the last parts are true. He does get his dick sucked. He does get to come. But gets all the pleasure? Not with me. Never. I mean, he gets all of that. And so much more. But all the pleasure? Listen, I'm a giving girl, a loving girl. I like to please a guy and be there for him. Not in a submissive, owned way. I like things to be mutual, equal, fair. And with blowjobs, the feeling, the desire, the need is there for us both. And I'm going to tell you why. I guess I came into this quite late. I don't really know if giving your first blowjob at the age of 19 is late, but from what I hear, it can be seen that way. I was seeing a guy about the same age, and we'd done stuff. You know, fumbled and groped here and there, a rushed hand job while my parents were in the next room. And, well, I wanted to give it a try. Oh, he did not take much convincing. As soon as I suggested it, there he was, quick as a flash, pants down, sat on my bed, and already getting hard. He was pretty confident looking back. There was no prolonged nerves or discussion, none. Just sat down, cock out, with a sly grin on his face. Never one to break the mood, I got to work. Now, when I say got to work, I don't mean that I finally unleashed my inner porn star and gave him the blowjob of all blowjobs. I mean, I sucked him. Sucked his cock. Not for long. He decided that by coming pretty quickly. But I sucked his cock. Plain and simple. Well, that's what I thought at the time. Oh, I got off too that day. Not with him, though. Just after he left. Which, I'm sorry to say, was also pretty quick. Yeah, as soon as he had come, all over my sweater and my hair, actually. He made some lame-ass excuse and left. Just like that, gone. I got to thinking as he left, thinking about what a jerk he was. But then other thoughts started to creep in. New thoughts. Sexy thoughts. I just sucked a cock. Sucked a real cock. And I started to think of how it had been to suck that cock. How it had felt. Tasted. How it had grown almost too big, or so I thought at the time. How it had twitched, and how right at the end it had swelled just before he had jerked it. And how it seemed to explode right from the tip, like a hose at first. And before I knew what was happening, I came hard and fast, all over my fingers. Fingers that my subconscious self had been rubbing away at my clit as I recalled the events that just passed. Something awoke inside me that day. Something powerful. Something primal, intense, Oh, I had orgasms before that day, and plenty of them. Mostly alone, mostly good. Or so I thought. This one? This one was different. Legs shaking, hips grinding, silently screaming. I just knew from that day on, I've immersed myself and all the guys I've been with in the deliciously obsessed world of kissing, licking, oh, and sucking cock. And I love it. Oh, I just love it. Everything about it. Oh, God, just the anticipation, the slowly built desire, the initial rush of excitement, the immersive, powerful surges of pleasure. Oh, God. And the finish, the release, letting go of all those pent-up feelings. The orgasm, his orgasm, my orgasm. That's right, my orgasm. Over time, my experience, passion, and skill is nothing short from perfection. I've molded myself into an expert cocksucker. I've developed myself into a position of power. Power to give and power to receive. The most wonderful, intense, explosive orgasms. I guess I'd say with conviction that I give the perfect blowjob. Perfect blowjob. How to give the perfect blowjob. First of all, you need the desire. And let me be blunt here. Most importantly, it's the girl that needs the desire. The craving. The need to suck. With the guy, it's a given. He's gonna have all the desire for a blowjob already. They all do. But for the girl, you have to want it. And I mean, really, really want it. And I do. I do want it. Ever since that first encounter, it's virtually all I've wanted. Experience, a few skills, and a connection with the guy are important. But without actually wanting to do it, to suck, to taste, to feel, well, without that, you're better off not starting at all. It's easy to initiate. All I have to do is get the guy hard. Yeah, sure, sometimes it's not quite as easy as that, but mostly it is. I mean, any guy I'm with will tell you. I know what I want, and I'm going to get it. And he won't mind. He won't mind at all. All I have to do is Let him know that the time has come. It might be a glance, piercing, sexually charged, brief glance. It might be a light touch on his thigh, followed by a low, rumbling moan. It might be me licking my lips or my fingers seductively as I glance down his body. Or I might just say it right then, right there. Just tell him. Tell him that I want to suck his cock. Tell him to take his fucking pants off and feed me his big, thick animal dick. Pretty much anything can work. And believe me, they don't complain. So he's ready. He's naked, usually. Fully naked isn't essential, though. As long as I have full access to his cock. Oh, and his big, full balls. And we're good to go. Now, positioning can be crucial. Generally, I prefer the guy to sit. That way I can really go to town and keep eye contact while doing it. But if he wants to stand, I don't usually force the issue. Mostly though, if we start with him standing before me, I've usually sat him down before the big finish. Eye contact? I'll get back to that. So he's sat down. At this point, he's usually starting to breathe just a bit faster than normal. Anticipation? Maybe. Desire? For sure. And I make fully sure that he can see how much I'm into this for him. My face flushed, eyes deep and wild with lust. My voice slightly deeper than normal. Telling him how good he looks, how big he looks. I quietly moan as I talk. All the while watching his desire. His cock as it grows before me. I kneel in front of him, naked or clothed. That doesn't matter, not now. I slowly reach out with both hands and rest them on his legs, feeling him tense as I make the first contact. I gasp and smile as his cock twitches and his breath changes again. As my hands start to move slowly up his legs and onto his stomach, I moan lightly in appreciation of what I see. As I start to feel him squirm, his hips moving, I slowly start to lower my head towards him, making sure to keep that eye contact the whole way down. As I near his fully hard cock, I let out a light, brief whimper, just to see the look on his face as he sees me reach for his cock and just kiss it lightly on the tip. It's his turn to cast now. Rapid and urgent as he senses the pleasures to come. And then as I keep my eyes locked firmly on his, I take his big, full cock all the way into my mouth, moaning my approval as he enters me. He tastes so fucking good. He feels so fucking good. Strong, hard, and throbbing. I slowly start to suck on him. In and out. In and out. Making sure to reach down and cup his full aching balls with my hand as I savor his cock. I keep up that slow, almost teasing pace until I sense that he is full and hard. I grip his cock at the base and I slowly slurp my lips up that thick, straining shaft. My mouth goes pop as I release, still holding its cock in the air, all strong and glistening from my sucking. I stare at him. More specifically, at his throbbing dick. I stare at him. I stare at his throbbing dick with a look of appreciation and awe. He always gives out a moan at this point, which turns louder as I move down and take one of his aching, tensing balls in my mouth. My hand slowly stroking up and down his cock, making sure to swirl my thumb around his swollen cockhead as I apply just a little bit more pressure on sucking his balls. He loves this and lets me know by tensing his legs and his hips starting to move as I slurp and stroke up and down. I have to be careful here. I've learned that this combination can be quite intense for the guy. And, well, I don't want him to come yet. I'm not quite there myself. And I've learned all the telltale signs that he's getting close. And all the tricks to keep him there just long enough to let me catch up. I return to his cock now, still pulsating and rock hard. As I take him into my mouth, holding him at the base, I push my tongue forward down his shaft. He senses the change in pressure on his cock and tenses as I slowly go deeper, eyes firmly fixed the whole way down. And as my throat is finally filled by his whole length, I wink seductively just to let him know that his cock, his pleasure, is all mine. I have full control over him now. Him and his cock. Slowly I start to rock my head back and forth, all the way down his solid, bulging cock. At this point, he's not throat fucking me. I've always hated that term. It's me who's fucking him. Fucking his big, hard dick with my mouth. I can sense he is nearly at the point of no return. And now, so am I. My pussy is starting to tingle. My face is starting to flush. My legs, they're starting to quiver. I know that it won't take much to take myself to that special orgasmic state. A slight application of pressure right on my clit is all it usually takes. A finger, my foot, or toes, if I can reach them just to the right angle as I sit. And sometimes, just sometimes, all I need to do is tense my hips and ass. And I just come. Mostly, though, my finger is the best. I can apply just the right pressure at just the right time to come along with him. At that point, when I know he's about to come, I always, always use my hand. I guess it's a personal thing, but I've always found I have more control if I use my hand. I stroke him. Not too fast, but certainly not teasingly slow either. I get a nice rhythm and pace going and stroke him right onto my tongue, keeping my eyes right on him. I moan as I stroke, rubbing his cock head onto my tongue. As I reach around, move my hand towards my pussy, waiting, yearning for that sweet, sweet moment that I know is coming. And then it happens. A gasp. His breath suddenly stops. His mouth opens. The silent scream. I moan my approval, concentrate my hand and tongue on his cock. I move my fingers to my clit, slowly applying just the right amount of pressure. His balls start to tighten and rise along with his hips. My pussy tightens as a wave starts to hit me deep down inside. He yells as the first stream of hot, sticky cum fires out of his twitching cock. My body tenses as my orgasm hits me hard, and I moan wildly now as more jets of cum are fired out of his cock and his whole body explodes. We're lost now, lost in wave after wave of sensations and lust, our bodies convulsing with each jolt of sexual release. Finally, our consciences start to return, panting, giggling, growling. Our satisfaction as we start to breathe normally again, grinning from ear to ear, and knowing that this really is as good as it gets. That each time I do this, it's just as good, if not better. And he feels it too. He fucking loves it. And that just makes it even better. So, the next time you're with your partner, your wife, whoever you're with, and she goes down on you, starts to suck you, just remember what I've told you. And maybe, just maybe, she loves it just as much as I do. I hope so. For your sake, I hope so. Mm.